Wildcat stoppage of play here.
Oconomowoc coach with his hands in the air like, what happened?
Yeah.
Neither official signaled anything.
So it's first and 10 for the Eagles. Echols comes to the sideline. Cuts back inside to the 8. Morrill Jackson that time. And WRJN Racine. All right, so it brings up second and 8. 8:55 to go in regulation. Geppetta back to pass. It's being flushed out of the pocket now. He's going to run with it. Goes out of bounds. Let's see where they spot it. He went out at about the 8, I think. Case trying to punch this in.
There's an interesting spot there on that one, Dick. I thought he got a little further to the end zone, but it's where they ended up spotting him, and luckily he got out of bounds to stop the clock for this Case offense.
8:45 to go in regulation. We're tied at 14. Geppetta in the pistol. He's got 3 wideouts to the right. He's looking to pass. Can't find anybody. Now's going to throw. Now throws. Incomplete. Threw it away. So to bring up third down. Or fourth down now. And are they... Looks like they may try a field goal here.
Yeah, they're marching Gonzalez out there, but we'll see if they run a fake. Who knows?
Yeah, they got Gonzalez out there, and they're lining up like they're going to try a field goal.
It's just about as long as his extra point he just kicked after that penalty.
Yeah. So here we go. High snap. There's the kick. And the kick is good. So with 8:33 to go in regulation, it's now Case 17. Oconomowoc 14. Plenty of time for the Raccoons here. So you can't sit on your laurels.
Nope. Oconomowoc scoring 14 unanswered points. And Case turns around, and they put up 17 unanswered of their own.
So, again, all the momentum with the Case Eagles right now. That last possession by the Raccoons, I mean, they didn't even put the ball in the air.
No, it looked like the wind was taken out of their sail, just zero productivity at all.
All right, Case has got to be respective now of the Raccoons.
Now this game's far, far, far from over, Dick.
Yep. Not when it's only a 3-point game. All right, Gonzalez to kick off.
All in the second half so far. Kick is away.
Here's the kick. It's a short kick, fielded up to the 20. Cuts back. And he's going to get almost to the 30-yard line.
Cole Schwafel on the return.
So first and 10 now. Let's see who they bring out at quarterback, first of all. So Munzel is going to lead them now. A reminder, we will announce our DG Sports player of the game. When this one concludes, we will not be going on the field after this game. Handoff. Nice gain for Serafin. So So that's a good start for the Raccoons. And again, they don't go no huddle. Go up. They take their time, but that's when they can hurt you with that long play.
Yeah, I think, Case really hasn't shown that up-tempo, no-huddle offense this year, and I think that's kind of throwing Oconomowoc for that loop.
Yeah. Yeah, it's first and 10 now. I don't know why the chains never moved. Now they've moved. Munzel hands it off. Trying to get to the outside, no. Serafin, I think he thought he was hit late. I don't know.
I think it was a face mask, but there was a no call. And, you know, you just got to overcome adversity if you're Oconomowoc.
Yeah. Boy. Coach Logie over there, he is adamant. So make it second and 13 now for the Raccoons as we close in on 7 minutes to go. Munzel in the gun. Back to pass. Throws it out here. Complete. Dan can't cut inside. Nice arm tackle by the Eagles on Serafin. It'll bring up third down. ...17-14, Case with the lead. The winner of this one gets the winner of Craig and McGuanagal. I would guess McGuanagal. Munzel in the gun, third and 12. Back to pass. Here they come, and they get him. They sack him. So it's going to bring up fourth and long, and they'll have to kick it away. They'll bring in Jackson Taylor, and they got to hope they get a stop right away on the Eagles, or this one's over.
Yeah, Thomas Lackey doing a great job there to get through the line and get that sack in the backfield. After this punt, Dick, we have a first upset alert of the night.
Okay. Jackson Taylor. To punt it away. Far waiting for this kick. Here's the punt. He tries to pick it up. But I think he fell on it. Michael Farr, dangerous there. That would have been a big play. So what do we got?
All right, Dick, it's outside of our area, but it's a big game in terms of relevancy. St. Mary's Springs will not be going back to state this year. They lose in level one, 21-20 upset. It's a 7-2 upset. And Coach Bob Hyland's legendary 54-year career ends at 5-22 for wins.
So he's done, huh?
Yep, he announced before the season this would be his last one, and they get upset in the first round of the playoffs.
Wow. All right, here comes the Case Eagles. They'll try to maybe work some clock. Geppetta's got wideouts, two to the right and two to the left. In the pistol. Wants to go back to pass on a delayed handoff. Gets a two Echols, and he goes out of bounds at about the 47-yard line. Here's Jackson. Jackson, not Echols, Jackson. High 16 to go as the clock stops. And Geppetta gets the play from the sideline.
So three wide receivers on the right.
Geppetta back to pass. Now dumps it off. Little screen pass. And not much there. Gets to maybe the 50. Johnson again. Or Jackson, I should say. Jackson. So it brings up a big third down here.
It's been interesting. We've seen incredible runs from Echols there throughout most of the game, yet we haven't really seen him in this fourth quarter at all.
It's been Jackson.
Speaks to the depth Case have at
yes.
running back.
Yep. Okay, Geppetto will be in a pistol. He's got three to the right and one to the left. Throws it out here, complete. And let's see if they give it to him.
It's a very generous spot, Dick.
Yep. So it's fourth down, fourth and inches. Under four to play now. And again, Geppetto coming to the sideline looking. Clock continues to run in the favor of the Eagles because they got the three-point lead. And they will. They'll call a timeout. The Case Eagles will. So we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school playoff football on DG Sports.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
All right, so we're back here, 3:36 to go in our fourth quarter, 17-14, Case with the lead. The winner of this one gets the winner of number 7 seed, Janesville Craig, and number 2, McGuanagall. If it's McGuanagall, it'll be a road game for the Case Eagles. So big down here. Big play here for the Eagles. Geppetto goes under center. He'll sneak it, and he should have it. And it's a first down for Racine Case. So they'll try to just keep running that clock now. Official chops in the clock.
They brought in one of their defensive linemen on that play, Dick, for Racine Case.
And again, we probably won't even announce our player of the game until this one is just about over with, only being by 3 points. All right, Geppetto hands it off. Oh, nice play by the Raccoons, but they better start using those timeouts. That was Jackson. All right, 2:50 to go as they call timeout. So both teams will go to their respective benches.
Dick, another upset, not in our area, though. It is, where was it? Sorry, it was DC Everest. They were a 7 seed. They ended up and upsetting Hudson, who was the 2, 50-21. So
wow.
A lot of lopsided scores out there in the first round. We have a final. Waterford does advance 20-14 over Stoughton.
All right. 20-14.
Lake Geneva Badger takes it 51-22 over Union Grove.
Okay. Well, let's get back to that Stoughton Waterford. They will play They will play the winner of Sauk Prairie and more than likely Mount Horeb Barneveld.
Yeah, Mount Horeb historically a strong program across the state of Wisconsin.
And we did look at where that is just in case. And it's about an hour and a half away. Okay, we're back to live action here. Gepetta's going to throw it downfield. He's got it. And it's a touchdown. Tolan Johnson with the clinching score.
Wow.
He got it. Tolan Johnson from Gepetta. To make it 23-14, Case with the lead. And now Gonzalez to try to make it a 10-point advantage for the Case Eagles with 2:40 to go in our ball game. There's the snap, the kick is up, and the kick is good. So with 2:40 to go, it's now Case 24, Oconomowoc 14. And all the Case Eagles got to do is play a little bit of defense for the remainder, 2 minutes and 40 seconds, and they will advance to level two in Division One, and it won't get any easier for the Case Eagles as they will travel to Muguanago. So Gonzalez to kick off. And it's fielded at the 10. Up to the 30, the 40. He gets away to the 50. Territory. And that was
Schwafel
on the return. If they can score quickly here. So Schwafel took it from his own 10-yard line. To the 40. Well, the 41-yard line of Case. Here comes the Raccoons. Munzel. Gonna pass, throws. Intercepted. Intercepted by Asensio. And the flag goes down. And that should do it with 2:19 to go. That should do it for the Case Eagles as they will just try to run the clock out now. And we'll wait. We'll wait to announce our players of the game. We're going to have one on offense and one on defense this week for the Case Eagles.
There's a block in the back there. Dick was waiting for the official's signal. So it's going to back them up, but still they keep the ball and
yep.
Huge turnover.
Yes.
It was his second interception there for Asensio, Dick.
Yep.
I mean, all they realistically need to do is kill some time off the clock, get a first down, and go home with the victory.
2:19 to go. It appears the Eagles will advance.
Yes, we can turn around. next week and our game could be a blow. We don't know. But to have a game that's
all spot Geppetta on the network, it just feels crazy. Hands it off. Offside. That's Eccles now. You asked about him. That was Eccles that time. Clock stops with 2:11.
Hey, what a interesting game, Dick. Truly a case of momentum swings. Oconomowoc came out of halftime punching Case in the mouth, going up 14 points, big turnovers, and Case comes back, hey, no pressure, no pressure, and they come right back and have 24 unanswered points.
Yes, they do. 24-14 is our score. The Case Eagles look like they're on their way to traveling to McGuanagal. So the Case Eagles come out. They'll just keep the ball on the ground now. I think the Raccoons have one timeout left. I think it's one.
Both ways, Dick. One timeout both ways.
Okay. So there's a handoff. He gets free. He's to the 50 to the 40. He may score. He's to the 30-20. Touchdown. Touchdown for Case Eagles as they blow this one open.
58-yard run there.
58-yard run by the Case Eagle. Eccles. And they blow this one open. 30-14. The Case Eagles are going to be celebrating tonight. 2:02 to go yet in the ball game.
Wow.
All right, Gonzalez to try to give them their 31st point. There's a snap. The kick is up. And the kick is good. And with 2:02 to go in regulation, it's now Case 31, Oconomowoc 14.
Kind of shocked, Dick.
Kind of shocked, yep.
We expected Case to come out and really showcase their abilities, but it took almost three quarters of football for them to wake up, scoring their first points in the fourth quarter.
And to your credit, you did mention on the way down here, driving down here, that you had heard that Oconomowoc, even being in the Classic 8, this team hasn't been as good as teams in the past.
Correct.
For them. So I guess it now speaks. And again, we don't want to take anything away from the Case Eagles, because they, this last quarter and a half, they have just played brilliantly. So there's the kick. And they're going to try to return it. They are, the Raccoons. Going to the outside of the 30, to the 40, up to midfield, into Case territory. And that was Schwafel on the return. So 1:51 to go.
Hey, just an incredible game, Dick. Case, you know, we knew they were able to do stuff like this, but they were, you know, 0-0 game at halftime. 1:51 remaining.
So Munzel, in the gun, throws it down here, incomplete. Stops the clock with 1:48 to go. So our two players of the game, both for the Case Eagles, are Eric Yesencio, the linebacker for the Case Eagles, with his two interceptions, and Leo Geppetta, who was the field general, once again orchestrating, I think, two touchdown passes, if not three.
Yep.
So there are two players of the game. And we'll get those certificates to him. Munzel throws it down here, incomplete, not even close.
Hey, almost a prayer of hope there from Munzel was intended for Schwefel.
Oh, yeah.
Just to, you know, overshot him by about 5 or 10 yards. Very unfortunate.
All right, stops the clock with 1:42 to go. Again, Munzel brings them out. 3rd and 10. Rolls out. Going to throw down here. It's complete. But very nice catch. Trying to score again. That was Cronenberg.
And a nice catch on the sideline there. Able to get out of bounds, which kills the clock with 1:36 to go, Dick.
Yep. Trying to make it a little more respectable. You figure they'll score and then an onside kick.
31-14.
All right, Munzel brings him out in the gun. Back to pass. Throws down here. Incomplete. He had it.
Just right through his hands.
Yep. Must have heard footsteps.
I was just told that Elkhorn knocks off number 2, Monroe. That's a big win for Elkhorn.
So again, we'll have at least 3 teams left after tonight. Waterford's already won. You'll have the winner of the Burlington-Horlick game and Case here. Munzel in the gun, throws to the end zone.
End zone, touchdown, O'Connell.
And it's a touchdown for the Raccoons. Allen on the reception, Cashton Allen. To make it 31-20. And now, Jackson Taylor to try to convert the extra point. Neverman will hold. Drew Neverman will hold for him. High snap, but he gets it down. Kick is up. And the kick is good. So with 1:27 to go, it's now Case 31, Oconomowoc 21. Now, where was that in the rest of the quarter, if
I think
you're
Case,
a Raccoon fan?
Case started to fall asleep there. Just, you know, they got to really lock in here for this final minute, 27. Yeah. I know it's a 10-point game, but anything can happen.
Yep. And again, our players of the game are Eric Usencio, the linebacker for the Case Eagles, and Leo Gepetta, the quarterback for the Case Eagles. And again, we will not be going on the field. If you were here, for our listeners, we have a packed crowd. It'd be very hard to navigate our way down to the field.
I think you could get down there okay. It'd be coming back. It'd probably take you 40 minutes to get back through that crowd.
So hopefully Joel Arbinger, AD for Case, will be available as we're leaving. We can give them to him. Otherwise, we'll get them to those Eagles. Now here comes the onside kick. And fielded. Fielded by the Eagles. And that should do it. They'll just take a knee now a few times.
Yep, Oconomowoc with that lone timeout. We'll see if they even go to use it, Dick.
Come on, here you are doing this little very close game show.
All right, just going to take a knee and Oconomowoc, they're not going to stop the clock. So they'll have to take the knee one more time. And then that should do it. So they should be able to let the clock run out now. Oconomowoc will finish a nice season at 8-2. Case will improve to 9-1. And we'll have a road game next week. And that's our ball game. The final score, once again, it's Racine Case 31, Oconomowoc 21. And again, our players of the game were Eric Asensio, the linebacker for the Case Eagles, and Leo Gepetta, the quarterback for the Case Eagles. And that'll conclude our broadcast then from Hammes Field. My thanks to Case Athletic Director Joe Arbinger for accommodating us, and to all of our sponsors and patrons. Also, a big thank you to Colston Wilson, our halftime guest, for that great interview. Our next broadcast will be November 1st, when we will have a Level 2 playoff game. Teams and location site will be determined after all of our local playoff teams' games have concluded tonight. So check the DG Sports webpage on both Facebook and X early next week for all the game details. So for Dylan and Daryl, this is Dick Rosseffa saying, you've been listening to high school football streaming live on DG Sports. Join us next Friday as dgsports.mixler.com or on WRJN Radio 1400 AM or 99.9 FM or on the Mixler or Civic Media app. DG Sports, covering all Racine city and county schools. Once again, our final score, it was Racine Case 31, Oconomowoc 21. Oconomowoc finishes their season at 8-2. Case improves to 9-1. Enjoy the rest of your night, everyone. Good night.
And Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October. Loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout or for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
But if you got a nickel, won't you lay your money down?
And Billy would take me walking out through the backyard. We go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Stealing kisses from me all
down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. Feeling groovy. Feeling groovy. Hello, lamppost, what you knowing? I come to watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? The morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you. All is groovy.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Israel launches retaliatory strikes on Iran. More from CBS News national security contributor Sam Vinogrand.
They're signaling that they view this as defensive, that these are not offensive moves, that these are defensive in nature. They also specifically focus on the fact that they have struck military targets. They did not strike oil infrastructure or nuclear sites.
Israel says the strikes are in response to Tehran's ballistic missile barrage on Israel earlier this month after the deaths of Hamas and Hezbollah leaders. President Biden has been briefed on Israel's strikes on Iran. A cyber hack targeting both presidential campaigns is confirmed by federal authorities. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports.
Chinese criminals were targeting both parties. A potential case of espionage, not election interference. The FBI confirms investigating unauthorized access to telecommunications infrastructure in the U.S. People who were potentially targeted are now being notified.
No word on just how much data was compromised. In Houston, Texas. Willie Nelson warms up the crowd at a rally for Vice President Kamala Harris. Beyonce will perform, and Harris is expected to speak about reproductive rights. Meantime, former President Donald Trump, who spent today in Texas, is over 2 hours late for a rally in Traverse City, Michigan. He has appeared on the big screen telling the Michigan crowd that he had to spend some time with some people, adding, "It's all about winning." Meantime, Trump continues to vow to take action against people from the last presidential election. CBS's Ed O'Keefe with that.
New threats from former President Donald Trump to hold people accountable, not for any potential election fraud this year, but for what he calls rampant cheating in 2020. "When I win," Trump said on X, "those people that cheated will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law and face long-term prison sentences." There's no evidence of widespread fraud during the 2020 elections, but that isn't stopping Trump and his allies from raising concerns about fraud in the closing days of the race.
President Biden went to Arizona to formally apologize to all Native American communities for the government's role in removing children from their homes in an effort to force them to assimilate with American culture. CBS's Willie James.
Secretary Deb Haaland, she is the first Native American to be appointed to a cabinet position. She had members of her own family were also taken from their homes and put in these boarding schools. Some of these children endured abuse, not only physical, verbal, and emotional abuse, sexual abuse as well. And more than 900 children died while in custody at these boarding schools over that time period.
At least 75 people are sickened as the deadly McDonald's E. coli outbreak expands. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
It's time to play the baby name game.
A new report from the Baby Center says the hottest moniker for kids this year have been inspired by the total solar eclipse. Sol, Orion, and Eclipse are among the fastest rising names for boys and girls. The Paris Olympics made a mark, too. Bo, with an X on the end. Remy, Arlette, and Jolie were popular. NBA-inspired choices included Caitlin, Camilla, and Asia. Noah was still most chosen for this last batch of Gen Alpha boys, and Olivia for girls. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Grammy Award-winning rapper Lil Durk has been arrested in Florida on federal charges that he paid for the attempted 2022 revenge killing of rapper Quando Rondo at a Los Angeles gas station. The shooting resulted in the death of Rondo's cousin. Five other members of Lil Durk's Chicago-based rap collective, Only the Family, have also been arrested, and at least two more arrests may be forthcoming. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low near 40. Sunshine expected for the weekend, a high in the mid-50s on Saturday, near 60 Sunday. It warms up into next week, 60s and 70s. Clouds and showers move into the area. Currently 51 degrees.
Memorial Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're a drown. Let them say your hair's too long. My